the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we're talking Disenchanted, which has been out for a few weeks now, but...
There was a lot that came out
there was a lot. We had to... Didn't Wednesday come out the same day?
No, I think it was Dead to Me, Disenchanted, and then Wednesday was a few days later.
Okay, well...
But, like, Dead to Me and Dead to Me and Wednesday were, like, at the top of our list.
Yeah. Disenchanted was one we were excited for, but, like, I think it was on maybe our most anticipated.
It was, I believe.
I was more interested in Dead to Me and Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I also just suck at prioritizing certain movies.
No, it's fine.
I watched Dead to Me the first day it came out, though.
Yeah, no, I wanted to do Dead. We did it in the order I wanted.
Disenchanted
could have waited.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think it was in our most anticipated. I feel like it's been our most anticipated since, like, we probably first watched the very first movie.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I remember seeing this in theaters. I remember the dragon scared me.
Of course it did. But, like, then again, how old were you? Like, 6?
When did this come out?
I have no idea.
Now I'm not scared of it. Now it's MILF dragon Susan Sarandon.
Exactly.
She's kind of hot. Yeah, I feel like we should have all these pages built up.
2007. Oh my god, so you were 6.
Yeah. When did it actually come out? Like, what was the date?
So what, you were like 5 maybe?
I probably would have been 5 unless it came out after November 2nd.
I don't have an exact date. Does it tell you?
I don't know.
On letter.
Oh, yeah, no, I would have been 6. It came out November 21st.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Oh my god. Wait, did it come out the same day?
That's kind of cute if it did.
Right? Was it the Wednesday? The Friday?
November 16th.
Oh, no, you're right.
November 18th.
Okay. It was
close. I've got 3 different dates for this.
It was the Friday.
Okay, yeah, it was November 18th.
Okay.
So it went Dead to Me, Disenchanted, Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, Dead to Me came out the day before. That's why I didn't watch this right away. I was emotionally distraught.
Yes.
Watch our Dead to Me episode. I should have just incorporated the picture of me after I finished Dead to Me, just hysterically sobbing.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, that was
fun. I watched this before I started Dead to Me.
Yeah. I should have watched this after. It would have been a treat for myself. After the trauma.
Yes. Anyway, so first off, if you haven't watched the original Enchanted, what are you
doing?
It's
an Oscar winner.
It is, for many
reasons. It's filled with an Oscar winner. And an Oscar nominee.
It is.
And did Idina Menzel win a Tony? Was she nominated?
Yes.
Okay, so a Tony winner as well.
Yes.
And Patrick Dempsey, who I don't think has won any Oscars, but maybe has won an Emmy.
Maybe. What about James?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's been in anything like super critically acclaimed. Love you, James.
Let's double check, just out of curiosity.
He won a Critics' Choice Award for Hairspray in the Best Acting Ensemble.
As he should.
As he absolutely should.
It should have been Oscar nominated.
Yeah, okay. We got a Critics' Choice winner. We have a Tony winner. We have an Oscar winner, an Oscar nominee. Yeah, excellent cast. Bops of songs.
Let me tell you, I was so close, like pops up now and again on my playlist because it's just so good. So good.
It's on my playlist.
It's so good. And then
no
obviously
being so romantic.
No. And then Just So You Know. Wait.
Oh, how does
he does know? She know?
He loves her.
Bob. Ugh, Bob.
I love it.
Yeah, so like how do you follow up that masterpiece?
Spoiler alert, you don't.
So
this is one of the questions I wanted to ask you. How did you feel about the soundtrack? Because I know you told me there was a
I didn't care for the music. I hated all of it.
Because I know you said there was a lot of music, and as a musical theater fan, you even weren't like a fan of that.
No. I'm very picky when it comes to like music in things. I know you like Riverdale musicals. I can't stand them.
Yeah. No. I love how ridiculous they are. They're so funny to me.
Yeah. They are funny. They just don't fit.
That's fair.
And I feel like they didn't fit in this movie.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to remember, and for some reason, the only songs that are coming to mind from the original is
or
Happy
just the
Working
two we
song,
mentioned.
Our Happy Working song, So Close, and That's How You Know, and then the Carrie Underwood that's from the credits.
Right. Yeah. So what?
Okay. Like, actually, there isn't many. There's only True Love's Kiss, Happy Working Song, That's How You Know, and those are the ones they sing. So who decided to make this an actual
musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know.
It doesn't need to be.
No. I think it would have been more enjoyable if it wasn't.
Ooh, I didn't realize that really just kind of took my opinion a bit.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I gave this a 4 right off the bat.
Looking I battled between it, giving it 3 or 2.5, and I think I ended up going with 3 just for nostalgia.
Yeah, so I think the nostalgia got to me when I first watched it, and if I were to rewatch it, I think I'd bump it down to 3.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. It wasn't bad.
No, it was very, I feel like I say this with every single sequel to follow something up from my childhood. It's just so different.
It's very different. That's not even like just a complaint, like because you say that about everything. Like, it genuinely is extremely different.
Yeah.
Which I don't love.
No, I like.
I'm just trying to see what I rated the first one. I feel like I gave it 4 or 4.5.
No, I probably gave it 4.5. I
gave it 4.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I probably give the first one 5.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I love Liv's review for this one. Shout out Liv. She said, and it's in quotes, "Men find a woman that you didn't accompany tonight for the king and queen dance." And then she's like, "Oh, they were messy as hell for that." They were. But yeah, I gave the first one 4. I gave the second one 3. And like I said, I'm very iffy about that. Like, it could be either 2.5 or 3. But I think, like, when I rationalize it, I'm like, I'm trying to rate it 2.5 because I didn't love it. Mm-hmm. But I can recognize it's a good movie that doesn't deserve 2.5.
Yeah.
I also don't like musicals, so I'm wondering if that's a big thing for me.
It probably was.
Because I didn't attach to, like, any of these songs. There was one I liked.
I liked Banner, and that was it.
That's the one.
Because it was a bop.
That one was really fun.
It was. I was going to say something, and I forgot, but it's okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
My habit of still talking over you has been.
It's totally fine.
Stopped.
I'll remember it sooner or later. But
I'm honestly kind of mad that they didn't bring back any songs from the original. Like, I get it.
I don't know
it.
What you would have bought back.
I don't know either, but, like, even, like, maybe Morgan had a crush and something, and then Giselle sings How Does She Know? I don't know.
Oh, wait, can I like just the reprise of, like, yeah. the song? That really got me.
Yeah, during I know.
The end, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was really fine. Good.
I'm also going to say, like, a really hot take. As an Idina Menzel stan, I really didn't like her song.
Me either.
Okay.
But I'm also not a stan.
But also, the number one crime of this entire movie is Idina Menzel's fucking bangs. I wish someone would cut them off of her head.
I hate bangs. I'm so sorry if you have them. So I don't like them.
Bad. No, they can be styled.
They can be cute, yeah.
Idina Menzel's are not. And that.
Did she have them in the original?
No. The bangs are a new thing for her.
Stop giving people different hairstyles than what we know them as. She's been living in a fairy tale land this entire time. Do you really think she went to the hairdresser and was like, give me bangs?
You never know.
She's the queen of Andalasia. She doesn't want bangs.
The birds cut it.
Oh, God.
Can
we just say that the one person who looks absolutely the same is Mr. James Marsden?
He really does.
He, I don't think
Patrick
aged.
Dempsey does, but he looks like he aged.
Oh, Patrick Dempsey looks like he aged, and I'm totally okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's gray now, so, like, obviously, like, he doesn't look fine the same, but he looks fine.
Yeah.
But, like, James literally just looks like he's been stuck in a fairy tale for all these years and then just popped out and didn't age a day. And it's really funny. He slipped way too easily into that.
He did. He did.
Also, Amy Adams, obviously, but she doesn't age. She's eternal.
The girl that they got to play Morgan really looked like her. And the girl that was the original Morgan was in the movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize her.
I liked the new Morgan.
Me too. She was cute.
She was cute. Like,
oh, I'm feeling you.
I didn't really love her at first just because she was like playing the moody teenager. But like once you kind of got to see her a little bit more, I'm like, okay, like I understand why you're acting like this.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like living with Giselle would be a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The least.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, I'm slightly confused how they wind up bringing a child into the world. I'm like not confused, but like also I just can't picture
it. I'm glad you bring that up because I was thinking about it. I'm like, Giselle didn't know anything. This doesn't feel okay.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel morally right.
No. I mean, also to be fair, like, how many years has it been? Like, and they just had a child. So maybe she like got a little more knowledge, but
she does seem a bit more knowledge in this.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not
she's much. Not making clothes out of curtains.
Very true. Very, very true.
I so wish we got to see her make clothes out of curtains. Though when Morgan's outfit got ruined that morning and they all just kind of like looked, I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna get the curtains. They did not. That's another thing I wish, like I said, like with the songs, I wish they had incorporated more songs. I think I just mean I wish they incorporated more nudges to the original.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because the only thing that I can think of was just, well, Pip. And then which I have another issue with him. And then the song from the beginning, which is like, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I mean, the well.
Yeah.
I think the characters in Andalasia were pretty much the same.
The Andalasia stuff looked good.
Yeah. And I think other than that, not really. I think I sent you what the major Easter egg was, which was really weird. That the town just imaged Once Upon a Time, the TV show.
I didn't see that. Interesting.
Okay, there's a TikTok and literally it's like shot by shot, like the entire thing. It's That's really so weird. Maybe I sent it to Izzy because I know Izzy liked Once Upon a Time.
I haven't been on TikTok today, so you very well could.
No, I sent it a while ago. Okay. So you might have, and I just again. Missed it. No, you're good. But yeah, no, it was like shot by shot. Like the opening scene was like the opening scene of Once Upon a Time. Like that's when they're driving weird. Into the new town. Yeah, it was really weird. Not what I thought it would image, but I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess it makes sense that considering yeah. it's like a fairy, it's supposed to be I like fairy. I wonder if someone who land.
Worked on Once Upon a Time has worked on this.
True. That could be it.
Do you want to hear my really nitpicky problem?
Yeah.
Was Pip voiced by someone different? Because he sounded completely different to me. And I did not like it at all.
Okay, like define like when he changed from a chipmunk to
at all
a cat or the whole movie. Okay.
The whole movie.
I'm not sure. So I'm going to go check on that.
He sounded completely different to me. And why did he have an accent?
First off, apparently there was two Pips in the first movie.
I know. I just saw that. That doesn't feel right.
No, that does not.
Ah.
Oh my god, wait, this girl pops up everywhere. Tila Dunn voiced the bunny in the first movie. This girl does too many voice acting that I don't need to know about.
Well, Enchanted is getting rated downwards. They did change him. Okay, so apologies to whoever voiced Pip in this, but you didn't sound great.
He was in Ocean's 8.
Ooh, was he?
That's a great question. Griffin.
I've never heard of him. It's so funny seeing all the ratings from, like, friends on Letterboxd because, like, everyone gave it such good reviews. And I'm like, did you actually like it, though?
Once again, I was blinded. I was blinded by campiness. It's my weakness.
I know. It's okay. Huh. Wild, man.
What?
Just that guy was in Ocean's 8.
Pond Man. That's who he played. He's uncredited, though, so.
Well, good, because you're not a very good Pip. Like, I get maybe you can't get the original voice actors back, but it was just like very jarring to me, and I guess maybe that was just me who noticed that, but it bothered me. Also, he's got a very thick New York accent.
Pip turned New Yorker.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like a good New York accent. Like, it was a very fake one. I'm like, guys, I've been to New York.
I know what they sound like.
I know what they sound like. Alexi's from New York, guys.
I am.
That was just very nitpicky of me, but I did not like that. It bothered me.
I didn't notice that. I'm going to have to pay more attention during my rewatch.
Yeah. That was Pip in the beginning, right? Like the cartoon one? Was it?
In the very beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I had to, like, think how the movie opened.
I'm like, why are you in Andalasia, but also in real life? Did he pop out of the well?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, did he come with Idina?
He might have. That would make
What the
sense.
Fuck are their characters' names?
Nancy and Edward.
Thank you. Remember when I hated Nancy, like, way back in the day? I'm sorry, Idina.
Oh, how we've changed.
Really? For real? Ugh. I think that was, like, her first major acting role.
Yes.
I think it was.
I believe so.
It's probably right around when Wicked, she, like, first came out.
When did Rent come out?
Girl, Rent came out in 1996.
Wouldn't that be considered her big acting role?
I meant like screen acting. Oh, you're. Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. I like I didn't put two and two together.
Like, I know they made a movie. I've seen it.
Give me a second.
And I know she's in it.
But, like, that was, like, a screen, a stage.
She has the iconic, "Hey, mister, she's my sister."
Okay, that was 2005. But, like, okay. That's not musical theater.
That's
I
fair.
Think this is her merest major acting That's, role. Yeah.
What an interesting choice, though, to have her.
I mean, she slayed.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's just, like, because she was, like, primarily, I'm assuming, Broadway then, if this was her first acting role.
Yeah, no, it seems to be. Good for her.
Good job, Adina.
Slay, Long Island Jewish American Princess. Yes. Yeah. So, like, what?
I'm trying to think of where we go.
No, I was gonna go back to my Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
Great addition.
Loved her.
I feel like she could have been used more.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then I also didn't know. Hold on, I have to look up her actual name, so I was about to call her character.
Like, Jayma Mays or whatever.
That her actual name?
Is that the one? Are we talking like the one from Glee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I think it's Jayma.
No. I'm sorry. No. I will always know her from Emma Pillsbury.
Yeah. No, we'll just call her that.
That was her name.
Yeah.
And then obviously Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
Slay. Slay.
Oh, those characters were casted really
great.
Well.
Great.
I really like them.
Emma Pillsbury as a blonde really threw me off.
Yeah. What a shame they didn't make her sing Touch a Touch a Touch Me or Getting Married Today. Kind of offensive. It's fine.
Did she sing at all?
I don't think so, but she can sing.
And so can Yvette Nicole Brown. We all watched. Oh my God, did you? Whoa, wait, hold on. Did you not watch Drake and Josh as a child?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't a Nickelodeon kid.
That is fine. When we are done, you are going to look up Yvette Nicole Brown, Drake and Josh.
I can just see
Fran's message. We will rock you.
I can just see Fran's message coming in after this. Oh my God, Sam, you've never seen Drake and Josh. You have to watch Drake and Josh. I can see it now.
You don't have to watch Drake and Josh. I mean,
I'm not interested in it.
That is fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I wasn't a Nickelodeon. I had never gravitated towards the Nickelodeon shows. It was just like too over the top humor for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
It was a lot of Dan Schneider, and Dan Schneider is canceled.
Yeah,
but
I wasn't into it.
Go just look up
Yvette. I will look up that
singing. Okay, because she can sing.
Okay,
she's very good at singing. So you think they would sing more?
She gives me that vibe. Sometimes you can like look at somebody and be like, yeah, I bet you can sing.
Yeah, no, she can. Maya Rudolph singing.
Yeah, I would have liked to see Yvette.
Make
her try to overtake Maya's role, like try to become the queen herself. Ooh, give her a villain arc.
That would be good.
Right, so hit us up, we'll write this.
yes.
Batter was a very good song, though. I'm not gonna lie,
it was
a bop.
It did make it onto the playlist, so
the only one I liked.
It will not top any song from the original
because there's only three,
but still those three were better than every single song on this one.
You know what's weird though is that it's done by Alan Menken, who did the first one and I believe a lot of Disney movies.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, and I think he did Little Mermaid too, and it just like I'm not attached to any of them.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Like, none of them are gripping. They all kind of sounded the same sometimes.
Yeah. It felt very musical theater-y.
Yeah. I guess there isn't that many songs.
No, it felt like a lot, though.
Is this considered a song? No, that's just, okay. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9. I don't know.
Okay.
I think there's about 9 that, like, actually got played.
So that's, I guess that still is a lot. That is a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mind. Is this the one I'm thinking of? Hang on. Is this it? Yeah, I think I like this one. The perfect. The one where Morgan's singing in the town square or whatever.
Okay.
I didn't mind that one.
I think the only one that really got me was the reprise of Idina's song.
Yeah.
Which pains me to say I don't like Idina's song. To be fair, I don't like a lot of her songs. I still stan her. Yeah. But like, I'm very picky when it comes to original songs.
That's fair. That's why I don't like musical theater that much, because it's very hard for me to just like branch out.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
No, you're good. I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something.
So what do you think of the overall story?
It wasn't.
Did you find it confusing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but I thought it was going to be something completely different than what it was. Like when they said Giselle is living in like her own little like Andalasia world, I was expecting her to like kind of turn the town into Andalasia, like have all those little shops be hers, that kind of thing.
Okay, no, I was not picturing that.
And then, like, just, like, something goes wrong. I don't know. But I wasn't expecting this whole, like, wicked, evil queen and then, like, this whole stepmother under a curse thing. It was just weird and convoluted. It didn't need
this
to be.
Stepmother under a curse was very confusing. If they kind of just stuck to her wishing that it was a fairy tale.
Yeah.
And
they didn't. That, yeah, they didn't need to add the stepmother thing.
No, if they just made that as to, like, oh, in reality everything can't be a fairy tale kind of thing, I think that would have worked better. And then
they
like,
could have pulled like a Wizards of Waverly Place movie where like Morgan and her dad start disappearing because they're not part of the fantasy. They never were. Oh
god, that would have been so good.
Why didn't we write this?
I know, god damn it. Because I was also getting really confused on when Amy Adams was like, when Giselle
like
was
that.
Supposed to be like stepmother and yeah. When she wasn't.
It was weird.
It was getting confusing.
Also, I didn't like bad Giselle.
No.
Like, it just didn't work. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see like cute little know-nothing Giselle just doing her happy little working song and singing to birds.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I wanted. And we didn't even really get that for that long here.
No, we didn't.
Also, did it confuse you when she went back to normal in the ending? Because I was fully expecting her to not. Like, when they look at her and then she's kind of, like, looking at them and she's like, Robert? I'm like, okay, you're still bad. Like, I know this. You're playing with me. But then she was fine. And it just didn't seem like there was a lot.
During the ball or after the ball?
After. After, like, they've... fought with Maya Rudolph, all that.
She was still bad.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Oh, wait. I don't know. There was just a part where she turned back to good, and then I'm like, okay, no, you're definitely still bad. Like, I just feel like you're still bad, and she wasn't. I don't remember when that was. Anyway, when she turned back to good and not the stepmother, I just didn't buy it, but it was fine, and there just didn't feel like there was much fallout. That was my criticism.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I also didn't care for Patrick's storyline. Like, why was he in the movie?
Yeah.
Also,
he looked hot.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get enough James Marsden.
Okay. And I think the reason why we didn't get enough James Marsden was because I'm sure that they were filming Dead to Me at the same time. And you know what they could have done? They could have had fucking James Marsden do Disenchant and it would have been 1,000 times better. And Dead to Me still would have been shit.
Because maybe Dead to Me, we would have got, you know, a Jen and Judy not dying story.
Yeah, exactly.
We could have just killed off Steve. Ben. Whatever exactly. What he was.
Exactly.
Lose both, but Ben.
Yeah. Exactly. So, James Marsden, you chose the wrong project to work on.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry.
I do see a lot of people saying they want just, like, a spinoff of Nancy and Edward, and I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I would love to see a Nancy and Edward spinoff, but done in the cartoon style.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I really like when they flip to the cartoon stuff. I think it's so fun.
Me too. And I feel like it doesn't even have to be, like, a movie. It could be, like, a little mini short series. Yeah.
Or, like, how Tangled, I think, did, like, a little mini TV series or whatever. I haven't seen Tangled or the series, but...
Neither.
Yeah. I think they did,
Monsters, like, Inc. Tangled did line. Something, like, along those lines.
I want that.
Yes.
I would like that. I think that'd be cute.
Disney? Bob?
Please watch this.
Exactly.
We're giving you so many ideas.
We are.
We waited how many years for this?
15.
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
How old does that make you feel?
Very. Mamma Mia turns 15 next year.
Ew, get those words out of your mouth. Yeah.
I looked it up today and I'm like, what? That's not the movie
I remember that seeing in theaters with my grandmother.
That is the first movie I vividly remember seeing. I vaguely remember seeing Enchanted. I vividly remember seeing every inch of Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
I remember the aftermath of seeing Mamma Mia, going home when I couldn't sleep because all the songs were in my head.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, we're so old. It's so gross.
It fucking sucks, man.
We're just not going to talk about that
right now. It's fine. We're still 12.
Yeah, no.
Okay, give me the Hannah Montana remake now. You know what?
Oh my god, no, like, for real. Miley's getting her shit together.
I love Miley.
Miley deserves the fucking world.
Miley does. Yes.
Miley, if you want to date me, I'm available.
Ooh, Miley date Alexi. I'm really cool too, and I'm like a package deal.
Yes. Yes, you are. I want my godmother to be Dolly.
Oh, right.
Living the dream.
I think she's everyone's godmother.
She is.
Side notes, we're not staying on topic at all. I saw on the topic of Dolly Parton, I saw some guy do a ranking of her songs, and he put Here You Come Again at the very bottom.
I know.
I was so offended because that's in my top three, if not my number
one. Yeah.
And no, Jolene, like, was really far down too.
Jolene was like in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, I Will Always Love You was on top, which
also,
like,
Islands in the Stream paid dust. That deserves better.
I know.
I was just, sorry, I was just very flabbergasted by that ranking.
By his rankings? No, not at all. Yeah, no, I did not agree.
Yeah. Also, Code of Many Colors was missing. And that's iconic. I feel like you'd know it to hear it.
If I heard it, I'd know it. Yeah. Okay, back to just a chance. Yeah. I didn't really
this movie would have been better with Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Yeah, we should actually stay on topic.
Yes. What do you think of Morgan's storyline? Because I didn't hate it.
No, I liked that one. I would have rather just follow that.
Yeah. In,
I guess,
toward the end it got confusing
because it was mixing with the stepmother stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I just, like, don't know when the switch happened, really, that they all switched to being in Giselle's land, and, like, sometimes Morgan felt like herself still. There was just too much going on. It felt like there were too many storylines they tried to cram into this, and it didn't work. As soon as I saw that 2-hour runtime, I'm like, oof. don't make this gonna be
a little too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, I don't know how long the original was, but
the original
it didn't give me hopes. That's not to say that a movie can't be 2 hours and be good, just I couldn't imagine why this movie needed to be 2 hours.
Yeah, this was 107 minutes, so just over an hour and a half.
This the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one was...
Which was a perfect runtime.
This one, I think, was like an hour 55 or something like that.
No, 120 minutes, 2 hours.
This one?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, but I mean, like, not counting credits.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't do that.
That's how I usually do it.
Yeah. So, I like, when Worm, like, started to figure out how she could reverse the curse, I was like, girl, can you, like, explain it to me? Because
yeah, right? I would have rather stuck with Morgan just losing the magic. Because she was, like, so fantastical as a girl, but, like, growing up, she, like, lost that spark, and I would have rather just follow that.
Yeah. Wait, I got so sad when, like, Giselle ruined her dress for the ball. I was like, wow, you really fucking suck now.
Yeah, no, I didn't like evil Giselle.
No.
And, like, it didn't make me feel any better when she went back to being normal Giselle. I'm like, I don't feel like I've spent any time with you this movie.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't feel an attachment to you again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame.
It was.
But no, I did like Morgan.
I did too.
I feel like I said, they fit too many storylines in here, but they didn't, like, keep it cohesive because, like,
yeah,
Morgan didn't care for, like, any of the fantastical stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, that was just dropped and never really mentioned again.
So true.
Yeah, like, when did that come back? Like, she just got sucked into Giselle's world.
Yeah.
There was never any, like, compromise there or, like, fix for it. Like, as far as we know, she's still quite miserable.
That's so true.
Yeah. I would have rather she's not. I hope she's not either, because when they said for the real daughter of Andalasia, and then she's like, well, time for the fake daughter, I guess, to go. I'm like, okay, yes, but, like, that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, I know technically Sophia is the daughter of Andalasia, like, she's a mother, like, she's the daughter of
Andalasian blood. Yeah.
So, like, that made sense, but, like, I'm really glad they gave Giselle a line later on where she's like, but you are my daughter, and I'm just like, this is what I wanted from the beginning. Morgan loved her.
She did.
When she called her mom, my heart swapped. I'm like,
stop. Was it giving stepmom vibes?
I don't want to talk about it. And Giselle's a redhead like Susan Sarandon. Oh my god, it's stepmom. Awesome. I feel like we haven't actually talked about this movie at all coherently.
But I feel like we talked about everything.
Everything and nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's so much we haven't touched on, but this movie is so messy.
Well, you watched it more recently. Once again, I watched the day it came out.
Should I look up a Wikipedia?
Because, like, I
know what happened, but, like, a lot happened.
Oh, a lot did happen.
I did like them moving to Monroeville. I thought that was very cute.
I also... I love that they moved to, like, upstate New York, but it, like, 1,000% does not look like upstate New York. It 1,000% looked like Ireland. They weren't fooling anyone.
Oh, what did you think of Morgan's love interest? Because I thought they were cute.
I thought he was cute.
I thought they were cute.
I was looking at Letterboxd reviews, and this one person says, out of goodwill for these glossy, lazy efforts for Disney to cash in on every existing property, even if I like the idea and cast here. Plus, you're telling me she's been living in New York this whole time and still doesn't know what sarcasm is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not.
She's too much of an airhead.
She feels very infantile, which is why the whole plot of this movie makes me feel weird.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I still don't entirely understand why Pip was turned into a cat, but it's fine. Oh yeah, only Morgan and Giselle are remember what happened, which is weird. Because, like, everyone was involved in that.
What's Patrick Dempsey's character's name?
Robert.
Robert, he thinks it's a dream, right?
Yeah.
So he does know what happened.
Yeah, but he doesn't, like, realize that it was real. Oh, yeah, it says here, only she and Giselle are aware of the events while everyone else believes it to be a dream. Okay, yeah, we really didn't miss much. You know what this movie feels like? It feels like three different little vignettes. Just kind of like, yeah, an anthology, just in one movie.
Yeah, it does.
Which is fine, but if it was done better and all came together more cohesively at the end, it would have been better. I don't know how long we've been recording, though, so, like, I feel like we still have to talk about stuff.
Oh, I feel like we've been recording for, like, 40 minutes.
Maybe we have. I did like Giselle's outfits. I think they were still very in line with the original.
Yeah, they were.
I liked seeing another ball. That was fun, but I wish they would have played so close. It's like a nod.
So close.
Mm-hmm. So romantic.
Wait, I'm trying to find my light. How? I forgot how to work Letterboxd.
like your liked ones?
Yeah.
Go into the reviews for the movie, and there's like, yeah, a you section at the top. And that should show. Like it says, everyone, friends, you. Click on you, and it should show anything you liked.
Oh, maybe I didn't like anything. Awkward.
Yeah, it doesn't say you liked anything. I only liked yours, so maybe I didn't even read reviews for this, did I? Amy Adams could do Joker, but Joaquin Phoenix couldn't do Disenchanted. James Marsden slayed his 2 minutes of screen time. Absolutely he did. He's a dope. You know what's so funny, though?
What?
It's nothing to do with Disenchanted. Oh my god. James Mark. Okay, so you remember that guy, I mean that girl that Skeet was dating who had the kid?
You always say this and I don't remember her. This was like before my
time. It was like very beginning of Riverdale.
Yeah.
But she had a kid. It's James Marsden's kid.
What?
Yeah. It was like a one night stand. Also, someone said WandaVision, Giselle's version.
Wait, is this like confirmed?
Yeah.
By who?
I think he's been seen with the kid, too. Oh, I forget her name. Hmm? What are the names of the kids? Because I can tell you which one he is. But no, I just think it's very funny.
Dennis?
No.
Dennis?
I don't think his name is Dennis. Did he name one of his kids Dennis?
Wait, it says Marsden Mary, Mary Elizabeth Lindy.
Oh, it's William Luca Costa Marsden. But they always called him Luca.
With his former girlfriend. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have read further down.
You're good.
Rose Costa.
Yeah. But no, I just think that's baffling, and I think that tie is really funny. Like, when my two celebrity crushes kind of co-parented at a point. Wow.
It's very odd. Okay. Back to Finding Sunny.
I'm so sorry to anybody watching this and just not understanding what's going on. It's like totally in line with this movie. I'm just going to have to title this Disenchanted Review, kind of. People keep saying Giselle's in her Wanda Maximoff face. What exactly does that mean?
Wait, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
People keep saying Giselle's in her Wanda Maximoff face. What does that mean?
Okay, I can see it. So Wanda, basically the whole entire plot of WandaVision is she makes this perfect little town so that her and Vision can live happily ever after.
Okay.
Essentially kind of what
Giselle
is trying to do. Awesome. But like Wanda doesn't really work out. Vision, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
I
will say I also like the plot point of Giselle wishing for that, and since it takes up so much magic, it starts pulling things out of Andalasia.
Yeah,
that was like a really creepy turn, but I really liked it. It was very sad, but it was. Also, why did James Marsden have to stay in Andalasia? Like, I get it, but like, let him.
Because James Marsden was filming Dead to Me.
Okay, but put Nancy there for the time. I had lots of Nancy throughout the movie. I want more James.
For real.
Edward, whatever the fuck his name is. Not enough James Marsden in brackets. I love you, Edward. Can you believe there was a time where I didn't like James Marsden? Like, what was going on inside my head?
When was this?
I don't know, but then I watched The Best of Me and I'm like, what? That's what I call a dilf.
Is that the one with the heart?
Yeah, he's hot as fuck in that. Like, to put it mildly. His first scene, he comes out in, like, a sweaty gray tank top.
So. I still think his hottest role is in Hairspray.
He is pretty cute in that. Someone else said James Marsden looks like he's having so much fun. What other qualifications do you really need? He does. He looks like he's having the most fun than anyone.
He is. Here's a serious review, but I very much agree with this.
Okay.
You know, I had expected it to be a bit worse than this. I failed to consider that Enchanted is one of my favorite films from childhood and that the very nature of a sequel would be enough to be a pleasant watch, but it's not as good as I had once wanted. It lacks all the charm the first one has and feels like a forced sequel for the streaming service rather than a recapturing of the original's magic. Being said, the story had virtues. The themes were worthy, though underexplored post the first act. I unfortunately didn't like many of the songs. They were still delivered so well. The cast definitely gives these characters their all. A weird nitpick, I do think Maya Rudolph's villain character was weirdly pointless, and a lot of the story could have hit the same beats without her, but she was fun and had one of the more enjoyable musical numbers, so we move.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Because Maya Rudolph was kind of pointless, but I can't complain because it's Maya Rudolph and I really like her.
Exactly.
So is Maya one of the ones you do like from SNL? Yeah. I know you don't like her era. Because that was like,
no,
I think
do.
You do? Wasn't that also the Kristen Wiig era?
No, she was also with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler as well, though.
Oh, she was. Okay, I think I'm just thinking Bridesmaids.
Yeah. No.
Okay. No, I love Maya.
Now
I want to rewatch Grown Ups. Someone else said it's painfully average and not worth the 15-year wait, but how do you give James Marsden less than 5 minutes of screen time? I love that all of them are just justice for James Marsden.
Basically.
Film is anything but Enchanted. Also, I hate the fact that this looks like a Target commercial half of the time, but seeing Amy Adams as a villain was fun to watch, I guess. She needs a better agent, though. I'm tired of seeing her talents being wasted.
Her talent's being wasted. Hasn't she been nominated for an Oscar so many times?
Yeah, now? But she keeps getting snubbed.
Fair.
Someone I know on Twitter told me I should watch Sharp Objects. I don't know if you've seen that, but
I have seen that.
I need you to give me your opinion on that if you think I'll like it.
Oh no, I haven't watched it, but I've
okay.
It's the book is on my read list.
Okay.
So I assume I should watch it.
We can watch it together.
We could.
Oh, someone said, I just know Wanda would be so proud of you, though.
We love that.
Amy Adams is mother, the mother of all mothers, the motheriest mother to ever mother. So James Marsden just doesn't age, question mark? Times two.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, these reviews are mainly just about James Marsden.
They really are.
Which is fine. I agree with every single one of them. But for our reviews, we like to give a nice letterbox section. Was counting on this to heal me after the Way of the Dead to Me finale destroyed my happiness. Big mood.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing. I didn't feel the charm of the original. It didn't have that fairy tale aspect that I wanted. What did you want?
When Nicole Kidman said, "We come to this place for magic," that sound that I can feel. She was referring to this nasty, everlasty, flabbergasty, very, very badassy Amy Adams Maya Rudolph duet of patter. Oh my god. Oh wait, complete side note. Have you seen the video? Nicole Kidman donated like $100,000 to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Like, she went to go see Hugh Jackman in The Music Man. I'm like,
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, little backstory. Every Broadway show, they do like this fundraiser for Broadway Cares, everybody. Broadway Cares. Oh my god. It's for AIDS. Okay. Why am I just like blanking on what it's called? Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. I don't know why that sounds so weird. Anyway, so at the end of every show, they like kind of pass around buckets, like if you want a donation. And sometimes at the end of the performances, they'll start to auction off things. So for this performance, they were auctioning off Hugh Jackman's hat he wears in the final scene. So these two people were going at a bidding war. They're obviously rich. It was like $1,000, $2,000. And then all of a sudden, Nicole Kidman goes like $100,000. And everyone's like, who the fuck is this? Nicole Kidman starts walking down. And Nicole Kidman's outfit was embodying her AMC commercial.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm going to find you the video.
Okay.
It was great.
I love when people post the Nicole Kidman thing now, because now I've actually seen it for myself. And I can actually laugh at it with them.
Yeah.
And I saw the first screening of Jurassic World. So, like, really, what better movie to see my first Nicole Kidman ad?
Exactly.
And I got to share.
I'm like waiting for her an honor. I'm like waiting for her to do the Broadway commercial now where like we come to the theater. Like, right? It'd be so good.
Let her be the host of the Tonys.
Stop. She'd eat.
She would. And she did Moulin Rouge.
She can do this. Izzy, we have to go.
Izzy, you're taking me with you. You're not going without me.
No, we are not.
I know I live far away, but come on.
You can come into the Tonys. Okay. The Tonys. That's an inside joke, but only a niche group of people who would watch a video would know that. Yeah, so that's Disenchanted.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like we talked about the whole movie, but like you said, I feel like we're missing so much.
I feel like we're missing so much, but we're not. Like, from very the brief Wikipedia page I read, we covered everything.
There wasn't, like, a lot to talk about with each storyline.
No, it was more just like, did you like it? Yeah, it could have been better. Yeah, same. What about this one kind of thing?
Yeah,
I don't think it was a bad movie.
No.
But I think since I'm not a kid anymore, it doesn't have the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
And because I love Enchanted, and now I really want to go rewatch Enchanted, I just feel like there are a lot of things they could have changed. I don't think it needed to be a musical. It could have had musical numbers in it. That's fine. But Giselle didn't need to sing every 5 seconds. Yeah. That didn't happen in the original. Yeah.
I really wasn't feeling the music.
No.
You could add your one iconic big dance number, 2-3 songs here and there.
Yeah.
And called it a day.
Yeah.
I mean, also the big thing I was looking forward to was Idina Menzel singing, and once again, I hated her song.
I really
love you, Idina, but
I really wish I could go back being like 5 years old and seeing this movie, right? Just to see how my how I would feel about it then.
I think I wrote that in my review. I think I wrote it as my childhood self watching it.
Yeah.
I think she would have been satisfied and would have been happy. I think so too.
It's making me sad talking about it, because I'm not that age where this appeals to me as much now, and it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel very upset.
It makes me feel old as shit, and I want to be a child again.
Yeah.
Where my only worry was when the next Enchanted movie was coming out.
I wish this came out in 2010 when they were originally teasing it. Because apparently there's been talks of this since 2010. I saw that when I was looking something up.
Really?
Yeah.
They really should have.
They just gotta stop. I don't like sequels in general. So I just need them to stop making sequels to my favorite movies.
No, I think the problem is making sequels years later.
Yeah.
If I say five years.
I feel cast-wise, everyone slips in okay. No matter what sequel or movie it is, I feel like everybody slips in cast-wise, but it just never works. For whatever reason.
Because it's probably not the same writers, it's not the same directors, it's not the same, crew. So that's why you need to do it in a certain reasonable amount of years after the first one, so you can gather up the same people again.
15 years is too long.
Yes, it is.
What was the other movie that came out that everybody was saying was a childhood favorite?
Hocus Pocus?
That's what it was. I'm everybody keeps saying all these movies from my childhood, and I couldn't remember what the other one was.
Yeah.
I think Hocus Pocus did well.
Hocus Pocus, yes, it did. But yeah. Hocus Pocus was even longer.
Yeah.
But did Kenny Ortega have anything to do with Hocus Pocus 2? I don't think he did.
No. I don't think so. No, because we talked about that and why I probably didn't like the original.
Right, because you were a Camp Rock girly, right? Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yes, expose me, sorry. there's also this rumor comes up constantly, but people are surfacing it again about Beetlejuice getting a sequel. And that is another case where if that happens, I think it's going to be dog shit.
I can't see it getting a sequel.
There was talks of one very shortly after the original, but it got docked. And it was Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii or something like that. It was stupid. But I just can't see it working. Winona Ryder is not 15 anymore. Michael Keaton is not a young man anymore.
Yeah, no.
Not to say I don't think Michael Keaton could slip back into Beetlejuice. I think he absolutely could.
Yeah.
But I just don't think you're going to get the same charm or anything that Beetlejuice had when it came out. And also, it would just get CGI'd to hell. It wouldn't be as campy and fun as it is.
Yeah.
I don't like sequels. Stop making them bad. Give me good sequels to change my mind.
For real. If they ever want to make a sequel to a movie that I love, give me the Ocean's 9 sequel.
Yes. I feel like that movie or that franchise is
an exception. Sequel. Yeah.
Because, yes, they're sequels, but they don't feel like sequels in a way.
It's a new... It's so weird. It's a new story, but every sequel is a new story.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's
also, I'm saying it's because it's a franchise. Because franchises are different.
They are.
If it's just a one-off sequel, He usually doesn't have the same thing. I'm terrified for the day I feel like they're going to try to make Parent Trap sequel or remake, and I don't want that.
Someone, I actually saw, like, it was definitely a fake. Someone made an edit of the Parent Trap. Lindsay? Yeah, like, yeah, there's no way.
I don't think they would do it because Natasha. But I don't want to talk about that. But I just feel like that's one movie that will definitely get talked about. Like, even being remade. Although, I guess it is a remake.
It is a remake.
So.
I'm sure it can get remade.
You know what I'm now, like, terrified of, though?
What?
A Freaky Friday sequel. Because there's talks of it. Jamie and Lindsay are on board. And now I was, like, so on board for that. Now I'm terrified. That became my comfort movie this year. I do not need them to ruin that. But also, in Jamie Lee Curtis, we trust.
Yeah, no, I feel confident
that I could. I feel like that one would be okay.
I feel
like it would just be a rehashing of the original, and I'm okay with that.
But rehashing as in,
like, same
Lindsay's daughter, or, like...
No, I mean, like, Jamie and Lindsay.
Flipping.
But, yeah, like, yeah. Kind of, like, a similar story. Maybe, like, Lindsay's daughter's getting married. Well, no, that wouldn't work. That timeline wouldn't work.
No, it won't.
No. Okay. Maybe Lindsay's getting married.
Oh my god, maybe.
But I think it'd be fun to see her try to play grandma. I'm into this. I want that.
Oh my god,
that.
Yeah, it would be.
I think this sequel would work.
No, I think it would.
But I don't think Enchanted was a movie that needed a sequel. I wanted it. I'm happy we got it.
Yes.
Little 5-year-old me is happy.
Yeah,
I just wished, and that's, you know what, that's all that matters at the end of the day. Was it your inner child healed? Is your inner child happy? That's all that matters.
Yeah, I think that's why they make sequels, is like to make your childhood self happy. Yeah. Like, I, as an adult, I recognize it's not great.
No, but it kind of feels like a warm hug in a way.
Exactly.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like those, like, pictures that they make of celebrities where it's like the celebrity putting their arm around, like, the young version of them, and it's just like, that's like what this feels like. It's kind of like a love letter to your younger self.
Exactly. Which is, it's nice.
Yeah,
there's the child still in me.
I'm getting sad.
We can stop talking about
it. No, it's fine. It's just making me sad now. I want to go rewatch Enchanted.
I've been wanting to rewatch The Parent Trap.
I just rewatched that. Excellent movie.
Excellent. So, like, I, random off-topic thing, but you made me think of it too when you were talking about Natasha. So, like, maybe this time, Natasha Richardson's version was my number one listened to song this year.
Yeah.
And for Spotify, like, if your top artist, were some of them sent video messages to their fans. I was waiting for Natasha, you know, like, from the grave.
Jesus. I would have just been expecting a Liam Neeson.
Okay. Wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we covered it. I mean, we're off the topic now at this point.
Yeah, we're good. We covered, I think
we covered everything. If we missed anything major, which I don't think we did, I'm sorry. Comment it below. We'll be happy to talk with you in the comments.
Yeah.
I want more comments. I want to talk with people about their opinions.
I want more comments. I want more listens.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys want
us to do. Yeah, let us know what you want to see. We have a Google Doc that we really need to start pressing more.
But
it's linked in the bio all the time. So if you have ideas, let us know. Also, characters. We like to play games with characters sometimes.
We do.
We should do another F, Mary, Kill soon.
Oh my god, we should.
I think the rest of our year is planned, but we should do it again soon.
We should.
Now that I've watched a bit more.
Yeah. Also, like, our 1 year anniversary is Sunday.
Oh my god, it is.
That's fucking wild.
That's wild. Oh my god.
kind of weird.
Happy birthday to us.
Ew.
Happy birthday to us, though. This is technically our birthday podcast, then. This comes out 2 days before.
Ew. Okay. Wow. It's okay. Been a wild ride.
Yeah. What are we doing next week?
I don't know.
Okay, because that's like part two to our birthday week.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay. Thank you for joining this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Instagram and YouTube are Enter the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Enter Fangirls. And there's a doc in the bio. Reply to it.
Use it. Use it.
Yes.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.